Nick, good morning.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
No, great to have you on the show. I'm sure a moment that you've dreamt of, to play in a grand final. And just curious, as a kid and growing up, what was a grand final moment for you that sticks out?
Yeah, it's obviously a dream come true to even get there in the first place. But I think I went to a few grand finals with my old man growing up. And I just remember him saying a couple of times that all you want to do as a player is be out there and you know, do whatever you can to get there. So to be there this weekend, obviously still with a really tough job at hand, it's obviously a special week.
What was the feeling like, Nick, in front of your home fans, mate, at the SCG once you got over the line?
Oh, it was just relief. We were obviously holding on for a fair bit of the last quarter. And, you know, Collingwood are a hard team to stop when they're playing some football. I guess, you know, they have nothing to lose in that last quarter. So they were hard to stop. But, our fans really got us over the line towards the end.
What did you put that comeback from Collingwood down to, Nick? Was it the fact that you thought you may have stopped playing football, protected the lead? Did you feel like you were sort of losing your legs a little bit and Collingwood were coming over the top with their, you know, with that extra energy? What did you put that finish down to?
I think it's a couple of things. We obviously, stopped playing the way we were probably playing for three quarters and, lost some crucial contests. But, Collingwood have got great belief in what they do. They've obviously won a lot of games by not a very big margin at all. So they had a lot of belief and, they probably thought they were in a really good spot going into the fourth quarter. So credit to them. They just kept coming and, thank God we held on.
Does much change for you guys this week in terms of preparation for Geelong? Did Geelong play a similar style of football to Collingwood or is it totally different?
We haven't really gone into it too much yet, but they do play a sort of similar style. I mean, you get to this real pointy end and all the teams defend really well at this stage, so they defend the ground really well. And, no doubt we'll have to be at our best to get over the line.
How'd the boys pull up, mate, in regards to fitness? Have you got a full squad to choose from?
Yeah, we've been, really lucky this year with a great medical staff to have all the boys fit and available, and obviously Sam Reid hurt himself a bit, but that's positive signs, and he's feeling better and better by the day. So fingers crossed he gets up and he's ready to go.
I'll tell you what, there'll be some extra energy in the room at training today with the announcement overnight that Buddy's re-signed.
Yeah, it's obviously really exciting. Lance is a superstar, and he's crucial to how we play as a team. He obviously played extremely well on the weekend, so excited to have him around for another year.
Were you surprised at all? I think a lot of Swans fans probably were resigned to the fact maybe this is it, but now he's going around again. I mean, as a teammate, did you think deep down or maybe this is it?
To be honest, I haven't really been thinking about it too much. We've obviously had a pretty exciting final series up, and there's been a fair few other things going through my head, but we were always hopeful that he'd stick around for another year, and I think all of the boys here and a lot of his mates were pretty confident that he'd stay around.
You had a good victory against Melbourne in week one of the finals, Nick, and obviously, and you had that week off and you play at the SCG, and the SCG is a lot smaller to the MCG. I'm just wondering, as a footy team, what changes from playing at the SCG to the MCG for the Swans?
Not a lot, to be honest. Yep. I mean, we obviously have got a great record at the SCG this year, but, we've won some big games in Melbourne and at the MCG as well. So, the way we play and the way we attack and defend doesn't really change too much. There's obviously just a bit more space out there. So, we're confident that our game suits the MCG as well as the SCG. So, we'll be going into the game confident regardless of where we play.
What's the week look like, mate? When do you fly to Melbourne? How many commitments, I guess, have you got off the field in and around this GF?
We head to Melbourne on Thursday, arvo. So we do all of our training, and we got an open training here today, so all the fans and our members can come along and see us train. And then off to Melbourne Thursday, and we've got that grand final parade on Friday. And then I suppose from there, we just really laser in on what we got to do on Saturday.
And, of course, you mentioned your dad, John. He won a couple of grand finals there with North Melbourne in the 90s. What's his advice been, Nick, to you on how to tackle the week?
I haven't really spoke to him too much about it yet. Mum and Dad and a lot of my family were up here in Sydney on the weekend to watch the game, and they were just really excited that, you know, I even get the chance to play in a grand final. But, you know, no doubt I'll speak to my old man over the next couple of days, and, yeah, he'll have a thing or two to say, that's for sure.
I reckon the toughest thing in grand final week as a player is sorting out tickets early, Nick. How many do you have to get?
We've been pretty lucky that, you know, the club sorted all that stuff out last week just in case, you know, we were in it this week. So, yeah. It's not a whole lot to worry about, but I'll have about 15 or 16 family and mates coming, which will be exciting.
Outstanding. Well, what a week it's going to be, Nick. We appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy it and good luck on Saturday.
Will do. Thanks very much, boys.
Nick Blakey of the Swans, just a mainstay in that back line now.
16 tickets. Yeah. Mate.
That's
a win. That's a win, Clarkie. If you only got 16.
You try and get 5 out of Cricket Australia. We get given 4, and then you've got to go around to every player on your hands and knees and go, mate, is your family coming? Can I have yours, please? You could not, mate. We go to the MCG, there'd be 20,000 watching us play a test match, and you couldn't get one extra ticket out of Cricket Australia.
Oh, no, it's hard. It's
unbelievable.
Hard. But isn't it funny? Like, in a big game, like the amount of tickets that you've got to get, and it's just hard. You go, mate, I'd love to, but I just can't get any more.
You find a lot of new friends, I reckon. Come a big game, you find a lot of new friends. Old schoolmates come out of the woodwork.
Oh, it's funny.
Find out you've got 10 extra cousins.
Okay, I've just gone on. For those who are looking to go down from Sydney to Melbourne, I've just looked on booking.com, right? Just, this is just for a hotel. Little, mate, your flight.
How much is a flight? Qantas has gone up 48% for a flight to Melbourne.
Minimum 600 one way.
Yeah,
is what
unbelievable.
Yeah. And, you know, you're looking at, you know, average 3-4 star hotel, you're looking close to $500 at least.
Well, what's happening in Townsville? Apparently you can't get any accommodation whatsoever.
Well, take the tent.
Tent Buzz, City.
Buzz told us yesterday.
That's what they did for Origin.
Yeah.
I think they had.
And flights to Townsville, they're limited, number one. And that would be that expensive to get up there.
And it's not like you can just jump in a car and do, like, Sydney to Melbourne, you could do. It's only 8 hours.
And there's a stack of hotels.
Yeah.
Townsville, good luck.
You know what's being done both in Townsville and also Melbourne this weekend? The amount of people who are doing the flights and not the accommodation.
I just fly in, fly out.
Fly in.
Well, they did that Origin.
Day-nighter.
Origin, you do it.
Day-nighter, you reckon, Mido?
Oh, mate, 100%.
Spend your accommodation on alcohol.